This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by SiteGround. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans, and I'm your host. And my guest today is Mark Story. Say hi to everybody, Mark.
Hi, everybody.
We want to thank our sponsor, SiteGround, simply because they're cool. They sponsor us. We like them. So, and we'll talk a little bit more about SiteGround in just a minute. Hey, Mark, you've been developing Cake now for how long?
9 years.
Wow, and you're one of the core developers.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Talk to us a little bit about where Cake is now and what's coming up? Get people excited about it.
Yeah, so where Cake is right now is mid the 3X releases.
Uh-huh.
So we do kind of like major feature releases every 6 to 8 months, depending on our schedules. And so we're just ramping up to do 3.5, and then we have what'll probably be another 3.6 release, and then there's a big backwards compatibility break at 4.0. That's kind of where we're going. But unlike the last upgrade we put people through, we're hoping that this one is a... Sorry, I destroyed my voice yesterday. This upgrade is a little less painful. We're taking some notes from the way Ember.js has been doing upgrades and the way that Symfony did their last 2 to 3 upgrade, where they did the whole round of deprecations, and then the deprecations turn into fatal errors. so we're currently at the point where we do deprecations at documentation, and then in 3.6, all the deprecations will start triggering runtime errors, and then from the runtime errors, it's just going to be those methods all get removed in 4.0.
That makes sense, yeah.
And so where we're heading is to go towards like a PHP 7 release, PHP 7.1 compatible release, turn on all the strict typing. So we've had to do a lot of work around removing, like, we have modal methods that do get and set based on the arguments, which basically makes it impossible to add static type-ins because, you know, everything in and everything out kind of doesn't really jive that well with how static types work.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's kind of what we're working on right now.
Now, a side question here. Yep. Are you going to traditional getters and setters, or are you just getting away from it totally?
No, we're doing more traditional getter and setter methods.
Okay.
There's a few classes that aren't going to have that, so some of the builder interfaces around the way queries work and just builder interfaces in general will probably just have a setter-only mode.
Uh-huh.
The other thing we've done is switched over all to PSR 7. So we've adopted that. The whole internals of the framework are all PSR 7 now. And then we're making a big push to switch everything over to middleware.
Okay.
So that's part of the release series of 3.x as well.
What's the big shiny that's coming in 4.0?
So the big shiny is actually just the type hinting.
Okay.
So what we have is our community's has a lot of beginners, and so what we're hoping to do is like teach people some of the benefits of type safety, and then also there's a big push that Jose wants to make for improving error messages. So open source projects have sometimes very like cryptic or non-existent error messages, and so we want to take some inspiration from the way Rust and Elm handle errors, where they actually like tell you what might be wrong and give you some idea of like how you can approach fixing your code, and see if we can integrate that.
Jose showed some slides in his talk that really impressive error messages that it said, you know, can't find this route. If you want to create it, copy this, paste it, name it this. And I was very impressed because that really does get to the heart of it. I mean, even I can code Cake at that point. So
just copying and pasting from the error
message. They don't let me code. You know, that's great.
Yeah, so that's where we're going to see if we can do it. We don't know.
Well, very cool.
We're hoping. We're going to find out.
Interesting initiative.
Yeah.
I was watching Larry do some of the announcements, and he said, you know, they said there's a huge market in China and
Japan.
Nigeria actually has a user group that is co-broadcasting this.
Yeah.
Or streaming this.
Yeah. It's
Cake is really a worldwide phenomenon. It's
not
just a, you know, because most of the time, you think about your framework as, well, it's just me and maybe a few other people. You know?
Yeah, I know. The actual core team for Cake is we have representatives from all 5 continents.
Wow.
We haven't found anyone in Antarctica yet. But if we find one, we'll have all the world. But yeah, we have contributors from every continent, which is pretty interesting. It makes our internal discussions and our internal development process a little bit tricky, because we have to deal with everyone except for like maybe four people. English is not their first language. So everything is async. We have to do everything through GitHub issues and wiki pages and long Slack channels and mailing lists, and a lot of patience for and being very clear about how you're communicating.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Hey, let's stop for just a moment. I need to talk about our sponsor, SiteGround, sure. My good friends. Look, every website needs a host somewhere. You know, even serverless. Serverless is not really serverless. Serverless is just somebody else's server, okay? but if you're looking for a host for your website, for your web application, for your web store, take a look at SiteGround. I mean, they're technically a rock-solid platform. They're fun people to hang around. They're great with support. Every time I run into them at a WordCamp or a conference, I just always enjoy just sitting there and hanging with them at the booth and talking to them. More importantly, though, when you get ready to actually purchase hosting, take a look at them. You can find out more information at siteground.com and make sure you tell them that Cal sent you. Okay, you're an anomaly in our industry. You've been at FreshBooks now for 7 years?
Yeah, 7 years.
Yeah, nobody stays there anymore, or stays any one place anymore, more than 12, maybe 18 months,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I've heard
the
that.
Average developer is always moving around, finding something else. The average developer is actually on staff a shorter amount of time than the average CMO, and this, the average CMO is just in and out. That's got to do wonders for things like institutional knowledge. Ed Bernard and I were talking about that in the last podcast, that because nobody sticks around, the knowledge just walks in and out the door.
Yeah, yeah.
Is your entire team like that, or are you an anomaly for your team?
We have a few long-term people. There is like a much shorter-term group of people, but there are some long-term people as well. Like our head of IT, who had been there for 9 years. We have some developers that are on like 6, 7 years in development. We have a couple operations people who are up in like 6+ years as well. So it's definitely like rare in the company to have people that long tenured, but it does happen.
Very cool. Yeah. Now, for that shorter term group, do you all have some kind of mentoring program, formal or informal, or a wiki, which I've always felt a wiki is a place for good ideas to go die, but I know some people actually use them properly.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you keep the institutional knowledge so that the short-termers don't just walk out the door with it?
Yeah, so we definitely have a mentoring program. So people come on, they get assigned a buddy for the first month.
Oh, wow.
Of their employment. And then also beyond that, all of the technical decisions that get made get done through wiki pages. So the wiki pages are actually required to make technical decisions. So the goal of that is that all of the decisions and the reasons why things were done are written down. That's kind of something I've been doing, mostly because I can't remember everything.
Yeah.
And so it's easier for institutional knowledge for me to live in wiki pages than it is for it to live in like my brain.
That's excellent. I used to do that with code comments.
Yeah.
I put copious code comments, not about the decision, but about why the decision was made.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's very good information that the next person coming behind you needs to know, even if the next person is yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
You've got to remember why you did this.
Yeah, so we use documentation interestingly at FreshBooks. The wiki is more for like overview and decision history.
Uh-huh.
And then all of the operational and the hows and all of that are put into the readmes of the applications. And that balance has worked out pretty well for us.
Okay. Well, Mark, I want to thank you for being on Voices of the Elephant with us today. Real quick, the question I didn't tell you is, what's your local user group and what's the URL?
Our local user group was the Toronto PHP user group,
okay.
The GTA PHP.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's been active for a little while.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know the URL.
Okay.
I just know that Vic Metcalf and the guys who ran True North PHP were running it.
Yeah, Hartjes was running it for a while, was active in it for a while. Yeah. So
there was Chris and Vic and another guy whose name I'm forgetting, and I feel really bad.
That's okay. I'll dig up a link and throw it in the show notes to that.
All right.
Mark, thank you so much for taking time to be with us here on Voices of the Elephant, and thank you for all the work that you do on Cake PHP, because that helps all of us here in the PHP community.
Right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.